Okay, so tefillin on chalamud. This is a topic that I never thought I would speak about. And the reason for that is simple. Most Jewish people do not wear tefillin on chalamud. And I do not have statistics, but I would estimate that only around a third of all Orthodox Jewish people wear tefillin on chalamud, and probably around two-thirds or so do not. And if one goes to Israel, it's even more extreme, and I would say that it's probably upwards of 95% of the population that does not wear tefillin even privately. And putting this together, I really never wanted to speak on this topic because why have everyone annoyed at me for speaking about something which people feel very passionately about and strongly about? But I received a special request from a person who I could not refuse, so here we are. And some things to keep in mind. First of all, we're only seeing a fraction of the sources on this topic. And I know that my Rebbe Yom Shlomo Hamburger from B'nai Brak, he's going to be publishing an essay on this topic. And his essays are usually filled with just tons and tons of sources, so I look forward to seeing it when it will be published in Shoreishei Minhag Ashkenaz Volume 5 at some point. And second, as an Ashkenazi, I know that the majority of Ashkenaz Jewry has always worn tefillin on chalamud. And I put this out there, so my bias is open and it's public. Everyone should know I do wear tefillin on chalamud. And further, I hope that this shiur will help people that do wear tefillin to know that they shouldn't give it up. You should keep to your custom to wear tefillin. Now, what I would like to do is look at some background material and early sources and then move down to more contemporary sources. So let's start by asking a question. Why is it that most Jews today do not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? And we will see that the Sfardim, today at least, do not wear tefillin. Hasidim follow a Sephardic version of davening, as well as certain Sephardic customs, one of which is not to wear tefillin, based on the Zohar, as we're going to see. So we have Sephardim, we have Hasidim, and add to that the Gra, who was against wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and that the Gra's students were in Israel. And I hope that we can discuss Minhag Eretz Yisrael, which has added to the do not wear tefillin camp. So between the Sfardim, Hasidim, and Minhag HaGra, us Ashkenazim are really left in the dust. So let's start by looking at a Mishnah in Moed Katan. The Mishnah quotes Rabbi Yehuda. This is on Yud Ches Amud Beis, who says that a person may write tefillin and mezuzos on Chol HaMoed for himself. So let's see. In number one, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kosev Adam tefillin umezuzos le'atzmo. So a person may write tefillin and he may write a mezuzah or many mezuzos for himself. Now Rashi comments that this is for the specific individual to fulfill the commandments. Let's see number two, le'atzmo, for himself. L'kayim zeh ha-mitzvah, to fulfill this mitzvah. Aval le'tzibor, limkor, d'derech schirosu, but for him to go and sell it publicly, chashiv melacha, that's called doing work, and on Chol HaMoed, melacha of that type is not permitted. So we see from here that Rashi is of the opinion that one does wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, since he's allowed to fix them to be mekayim the mitzvah for himself. Let's now turn to an ambiguous opinion, that of Tosfos. And I say ambiguous because it comes out on both sides. Tosfos in Moed Katan deals with the issue of do we say that Chol HaMoed is an os or not? And if it is, one cannot wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, just like we do not wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because Shabbos is an os and Yom Tov is an os. And if it is not an os, then one is obligated to wear tefillin. Now, after a lengthy discussion where Rabbi Yehuda's statement is discussed along with various Gemaras and opinions, Tosfos ends by saying that the fact that I eat matzah on Pesach and sit in a sukkah on Sukkos and these apply on Chol HaMoed, This is the os for these days, and tefillin are not necessary. Tosfos continues and says that you can argue that in actuality you are obligated in tefillin on Chol HaMoed, since melacha is permissible under certain conditions, and therefore Chol HaMoed is not an os, and really only Yom Tov itself is an os. So let's see number 3. And we're going to go right to the end of Tosfos. Tosfos says, Yesh lomar, hoil ve'ochel matzah, since on Chol HaMoed Pesach I eat matzah, and on Sukkos v'yoshev b'sukkah, you sit in the sukkah, ein sarach os, and therefore I do not need to wear tefillin. V'imhu emes, de'b'chol HaMoed chayv b'tefillin, going on the other side, that you do need to wear tefillin, yesh lomar. Hol the osin melacha bo, since there are types of melacha that are permitted, ein os umiyamim yamima nami lo mimayit el yom tov dechiluk misha'ar yamim. So it's only actual yom tov which you would not wear tefillin on, but Chol HaMoed would not come under that category. So, assuming I'm understanding Tosfos correctly, this gives us both approaches, that you do not wear tefillin since they are an os, and Chol HaMoed is also an os, or you do need to wear tefillin because Chol HaMoed is not considered an os, since there are situations when melacha is permitted. Let's take a look now at Shailos Uchuvos HaRash. This could be found in 23.3, where the Rush discusses if one needs to wear tefillin or not on Chol HaMoed, and he concludes that you do. He writes, Sha'alta al hanachas tefillin b'chol HaMoed, yesh mehaga'unim, sha'amru she'ein lahaniach tefillin b'chol HaMoed. There are those that say you should not wear tefillin. She'ein tzarech os, she'ein atzman os, because the actual days are considered an os, and therefore you can't wear tefillin. What is that os? She'asr ba'asiyas melacha b'davar she'eino aved. Something which is not a davar ha'aved, you're not allowed to do, and therefore that gives the day a sign of an os to start out with. Ve'od, another os, she'chayiv b'yeshivas sukkah b'chag, so those are also signs. One is on Sukkos, I have the sukkah, and on Pesach, I eat matzah. Vilo mistaver ta'mayhu, and he says, this doesn't make sense to me. He goes through a long piece here explaining why he doesn't agree to this, and he ends off by saying, Alma l'divrei shnehem, manichin tefillin b'moed, did davka Shabbos v'Yom Tov mikru os? That Shabbos and Yom Tov, those are times we do not wear tefillin, because those have a specific status of being called an os. Sha'asurim b'chol melacha. There is no melacha which is allowed on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Ukiruyan mikra kodesh. They have a specific name. That's how we know it has an os. V'chol she'kein l'rabbeinu tam. Shapir she'isr melacha shel Chol HaMoed b'davar she'eino aved inu elami d'rabbanan, and the entire isr of doing melacha which is for something which is not a davar ha'aved is midirabbanan d'hashta lika os midiraisa. So we see that the entire os in the first place on Chol HaMoed would only be midirabbanan, and therefore, concludes the Rush, you need to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And then he ends off by saying, V'yesh shemanichim below bracha, mishum safek bracha levatala. However, right, some people will not make a bracha because they're concerned, perhaps there's a bracha levatala concern over here. So if we look now in the tour, in source number 5, he tells us what his father did, and he also clarifies for us Tosfos' opinion. So let's see the tour. He starts off by saying, Shabbos v'yom tov lav zman tefillin hein. Everyone agrees, right? Halachically, that Shabbos Yom Tov, we do not wear tefillin. Bees. V'cholol shel moed, yesh mistapikin bo, im huzman tefillin. There are those that have a suffix, like we saw in Tosfos, if you should wear tefillin or not. Umanichin osan below bracha, and therefore they put on tefillin without a bracha. And he ends off by telling us, v'adoni avi harash, but my father, zal, haya menichin umivarech aleihen. He says, my father, even though he ended the tshuva saying, there are some people that do not make a bracha on their tefillin. My father did make a bracha on his tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Okay, so we've kind of been skipping through the reasoning of a lot of this. We've been touching on points, but we haven't really been explaining it. So let's look at the Bach. And we find that the Bach, he goes through Tosfos, he discusses the Rush of is Chol HaMoed an os or not. And then he tells us lahalacha, we find that in Ashkenaz lands, tefillin is worn, but Sfardim do not wear tefillin. So let's see number 6. Umasha kasa v'cholo shel moed yesh misdabkim bo. Heim bali hatosos. As we pointed out already, Tosos gives us both opinions. You should wear tefillin, you should not wear tefillin. V'ayim betosvos sof perek hakometz. V'ashiri hilchos tefillin kasfu. Dimi de'isa b'perek basr demoed katan b'tamud didan. So we find in our Gemara, meaning in Bavli, dekosev adam b'cholo shel moed tefillin la'atzmo. Person may write tefillin for himself. Avolo la'achirim, but not for others. Alma, demutr lohanichan b'cholo shel moed. See, we see from here, it's permissible to wear tefillin. Di aser, because if you're not allowed to wear tefillin, ve'eno kosev ela lehanichan achar hamoed. And the only reason I was writing tefillin was for after chol hamoed, after Yom Tov, ma'li la'atzmo, ma'li la'achirim. Why would the Gemara write la'atzmo for yourself? Va'ayin sham ki herich. So check it out over there, where he discusses this in detail. Ubi Yerushalmi mefurash. So from the Yerushalmi, it's explicit that we do wear tefillin. A person writes tefillin on chol hamoed. If a person, a different person, not you, but you're writing for someone else, they need them on chol hamoed, you are allowed to write them. But let's say the person doesn't need them now and only needs them after chol hamoed. So az la'atzmo, if it's for yourself, kosev b'moed, you could even write it. Kedei sheyu mizumanim biyadu lahanicham achar hamoed miyad. In order that for the day after Yom Tov, I could have them ready to be worn. Hava la'acher lo. But for someone else, I'm not allowed to write them if they don't need them for chol hamoed anymore. V'yesh shemistavkim bo. Dochim harayos v'sovrim dehani tanai hum v'amoroi k'manda omer shavus yom tov zman tefillin hain. So he says there are those that don't like the proofs that we brought, because there is an opinion, even though we don't accept it halachically, that on Shabbos and Yom Tov you're supposed to wear a tefillin. Aval lididan dilav zman tefillin hain b'chlal yom tov havi nami chol shel moed. Chol moed is during Yom Tov. Dehaos dechag pesachu. De aser ba'achilas chametz, ude sukos de chayav besukos. As we discussed already, that those according to certain geonim are called an os. Ule inyan halacha, nara v'nara upashte. Right, we find different communities do different things. Anan b'malchusenu nohagin lahanicham ulevarich aleihem kimaram v'horash. So we find, right, these are in the Ashkenaz lands, do wear tefillin. Ubnei Sfarad. But Sfaradim do not wear them. V'ayim b'Beis Yosef. And in order to understand why, so we're going to take a look in the Beis Yosef right now, which brings us to source number 7, where the Beis Yosef writes, V'achshav nohagu kol b'nei Sfarad shelo lahanicham b'chol hamoed. We see today, Sfaradim do not wear tefillin on chol hamoed. V'shamati shemikodem hayu manicham osam b'chol hamoed k'divrei harash. So the Sfaradim followed this rush, which is not surprising, since the rush ran to Spain. He became a rav in Spain. Ve'achar kach matzu shekasav Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai b'mamar echad she'aster lahanicham b'chol hamoed. But what happened? They found a statement from Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai that you are not allowed to wear tefillin on chol hamoed. Ve'al kein nimne'u milahanicham b'chol hamoed. And therefore, Sfaradim stopped wearing tefillin. Now, the Beis Yosef goes through this long Zohar to show us the words of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. But toward the end, the Zohar says that one who puts on tefillin is chayiv misa, and that is, of course, very hard to contend with. So let's see. We're going to skip right through over here. He writes, Di'ihu avad vadai bar kitula hava. He's chayiv misa. And just to finish it up, at the very end, he writes, Umei achar shebit talmuda didan lo nisbar dinze befirish. Since it's not so explicit, we find the machlokas of whether you should or should not wear tefillin. Mi yarav libo lageshes la'avor bikum asei al divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai hamaflig kol kach b'isr hanochasam. Since Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is so against wearing tefillin, who could actively get up and go against his words in order to wear tefillin? And Sfaradim, therefore, do not wear tefillin. And this has nothing to do with the idea of os. This is purely based on the Zohar. Now this Beis Yosef is very powerful. It's very hard to contend with someone who tells you that you're going to die if you put on tefillin. So why do Ashkenazim wear tefillin? So let's see how the Maharshal dealt with this. And in this tshuva, this is in Chayos Tshuvos Tzadi Ches, he's actually starts by addressing a totally different question. There were people that were sitting when they were putting on their shel yad, and the Maharshal responds, he says, Vida ahovi, shekol rabosei vavosei hakadoshim, re'isi mehem shlo nohagu kach. He says, all the people that I know, all the great leaders of the past, they don't do this. They don't sit when they put on their tefillin. Ela kedivrei ha-Talmud v'ha-Poskim. They follow the standard practice of standing. V'mhoya Rashbi omeid lefaneinu v'tzavach l'shanos ha-minog. Let's say Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai walked right in the door and told us, that's it, you need to sit when you put on your tefillin shel yad. Shenohagu ha-kadmonim, which is what we've been doing already from earlier generations, lo ashichinon bei, we wouldn't pay him any attention. Ki berov devarov ein halacha kemoso, because generally we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So let's skip down. He gives more examples of places where we don't follow Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Then he says, gam hu kasav hameniach tefillin b'chol hamoed chayiv misa, va'anachnu manichim u'mevorichim aleihen. He says, nevertheless, we wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So we see from here that Ashkenazim completely ignore this Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and we do wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Now we find a compromised opinion in the Poskim regarding wearing tefillin, and I find it surprising that more individuals do not follow this compromised opinion, because as we know, tefillin is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So let's see what Rabbi Akiva Iger's son-in-law writes in the introduction to his sefer called Rachash Levav. His name was Rav Chaim Shmuel Birnbaum, and he was a cousin to Chassid, and I was surprised to learn that Rabbi Akiva Iger had a son-in-law who was a Chassid. And in the introduction to his sefer, he writes, Od ezkira ki b'chol hamoed Pesach harishon l'boi l'dvir mikdasho tefillin lo hinachti. Says, the first Pesach, Chol HaMoed, I was at my father-in-law, Rabbi Akiva Iger, and I didn't wear tefillin. Acharei ki kivod Adoneinu Moreinu, meaning his father, the Rebbe, V'chol ha-chassidim asher b'beis midrashenu chadu milihinicham b'chol ha-moed. Nobody wears tefillin if you're from a chassidish background. V'his marmar alzeh, and Rabbi Akiva was bitter, b'amro tofsei tor b'aretz ashkenazu b'artzo sivivosenu kaimu aleihem v'alzaram toras Moshe harama b'chol hasagosav al horas habis Yosef v'toras Moshe morash alanu mibli natos mimena lahakel o lahachamir. Rabbi Akiva Iger was bitter when he said, how could you not wear tefillin? We Ashkenazim, we follow the Ramah, and the Ramah says to wear tefillin. Umilesi divrei kacho me azva ad ko lahaniach b'li brachas. He says what he did was he wore tefillin without a bracha, ubitanai, on condition. Bim ein b'chol hamoed zman tefillin, if now is not the time of tefillin, yu nechshavim kiritzuos ba'alma, then these tefillin should be just like straps and should be nothing else. V'im ki kashe haya alai hadavar l'shanu says ta'ami me'asher nosisi. So I think that means that even though it was difficult for me to wear tefillin, because I haven't done that in the past, alatz libi, he says, I rejoiced. Al kilohitil al levarech aleihem belachash kedas haramah. Meaning the Rabbi Akiva Iger did not force me to make a bracha like the Ramah says. After telling me that we paskin like the Ramah, I was afraid he would make me make a bracha, but he did not. V'chashavti acharei ki brachos ein ma'akvos. He says the reason Rabbi Akiva Iger did not make me make a bracha is probably because brachos are never ma'akiv a mitzvah. And then he concludes, Yore shemaim yotzei yidei shneihem l'niach tefillin bitnai. So he concludes by saying that you should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, but you should make this tonight, that if now is not Zman Tefillin, then it should be like I'm wearing straps, and if it is Zman Tefillin, then this counts for the mitzvah. We see from here the idea of making a Tanai, in which case one can accomplish both opinions, and the Mishnah Berurah discusses this. But first, let's see the Ramah, number 10. The Ramah writes, V'yesh omrim shechol hamoed chayev b'tefillin, right, against the opinion of the Beis Yosef. V'chei nohagin b'chol gililos elu, l'hanicham b'moed u'levarich aleihem. So we're not really getting to the bracha issue. He says you do make a bracha. There are those that say you don't make a bracha. El she'im ivarchim aleihem b'kol ram, v'beis ha'kaneses k'mo she'ar yimos hashana. So let me just point out that when the Ramah says here, you should make the bracha quietly, he's not talking about an individual. He's referring to the old Ashkenaz custom still practiced by German Jewry, which is that the Shliach Tzibur says the brachos on Talis and Tefillin out loud for the entire Tzibur to hear. But on Chol HaMoed, like the Ramah says, this practice is not done, but rather the Shliach Tzibur says these brachos quietly. I know a lot of people think the Ramah is referring to an individual. You have to make sure you say your brachos quietly. But the truth is, if you think about it, almost everyone says their brachos quietly every day. That's clearly not what he's talking about. Rather, he's referring to this custom of the Shliach Tzibur saying the brachos out loud. So moving on to the Mishnah Berurah, let's see the Tanai in number 11. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Gam kodem ha-hanachal yachshov b'dato. Before you put on your tefillin, you make the Tanai as follows. Im ani mechuyav ani menichon l'shei mitzvah. You think, if I am chayav in tefillin, then I want this to count for a mitzvah. Ve'im lav in ani menichon l'shei mitzvah. And if it's not a time for tefillin, I do not want it to count for a mitzvah. Ubizan, with this condition, yetzi yidi kulei alma, I could be yotzi every opinion. De'af lehasuvrim dechol hamoyde enu zman tefillin, enu over al bal tosif. Even according to the opinion that says you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, if I do, I'm not over on the isser of Baal Tosef of adding. Kivan she'enu mechavin b'hanachasam l'shei mitzvah vaday, since I am not intending this to count for an actual mitzvah. V'kol she'kein she'en lachosh b'zeh l'isser zilzul shel os the Chol HaMoed, and as well, I should not think that I'm slighting Chol HaMoed. If I was intending it to be for an actual mitzvah, then you'd have a point. But since over here you're making a tenai, then it's not called the slight to Chol HaMoed either. Now, with this condition, you can fulfill everything. If it's the time for tefillin, you're yotze. If it's not the time for tefillin, you haven't done anything wrong. And this, to me at least, seems like the best course of action. Of course, I'm not a rav, and I do not speak for anyone. I'm not telling anyone what to do or how to conduct themselves, so speak to your own posek. We discussed earlier how the Gro was against wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and that in Eretz Yisrael is considered to be the custom not to wear tefillin. And this has stopped probably hundreds of thousands of Ashkenazim from wearing tefillin. And Rav Moshe says that one can wear tefillin in Eretz Yisrael if it's done in a private manner. So let's see that inside. This comes from Aruch Chaim Chelek Dalet. This is in Kuf Hei Hei, source number 12. He writes, Uvedavar lehaniach tefillin b'chol hamoed sheva Eretz Yisrael, shikar hayishov mitchila haya me'asfardim, umimedinos ha'aravim sha'osim b'rov dvarim keharambam, uve'ikar kabes Yosef. So those that established the land originally, we find we're from Spanish Jewry and from the different Arab countries, and they basically follow the Beis Yosef, they follow the Rambam, and they don't wear tefillin. The Elu Shebo Meurope Le'eretz Yisrael Hayu Harishonim Tamidei Hagra V'Tamidei Habal Shem Tov V'Anshei Chabad. So we find that those that came from Europe, they were basically the followers of the Gra, the Baal Shem Tov, and Chabad, Shegam Kein Lo Minichin Tefillin, B'chol HaMoed. And none of these groups were Tefillin. Mimela Nase Kiminog De Eretz Yisrael, Shlo L'Haniach Tefillin B'chol HaMoed. So Ramosha says that the custom of the land is now that you do not put on Tefillin, and then Ramosha explains that once you join that society, you also do not need to put on Tefillin. We'll skip down. Avol Mikol Makom. Let's say you want to wear tefillin in Eretz Yisrael due to a doubt, I mean the doubt of should you be wearing or not. You are allowed to do that. Since many, many people came from these European countries, there are those that do wear tefillin. And there's no such thing as saying that it's kavua and therefore you're forced into one type of lifestyle. No, there are many lifestyles in Eretz Yisrael, and I guess they're all valid. Dileika isur l'hanich tefillin af le'ilu she'im hanichin, right? Even among those Rishonim that holds you should not wear tefillin, not necessarily because they hold that it's usur to put on tefillin. Avalim ata rotze l'hanich tefillin hu davka bitzina b'bayis. Rav Moshe says, if you want to wear tefillin, make sure to do it inside. Ubelo bracha, and you can't make a bracha either. Again, this is only for Eretz Yisrael. Ki gam b'mekomenu rov talmidei chachamim af sheinichu tefillin hinichu below bracha. Right, and that's definitely the most common thing today. Again, we're not really discussing the bracha. That would be a separate shir. But most people today do not make a bracha on their tefillin al chol hamoed. Me'achar d'machlokas hagaonim hi safek brachos lahakel, and that's the general rule, safek brachos lahakel. So, I mean, if you know your minhag is that you make a bracha, then you would make a bracha, but most people, they, especially if they put it on with a tanai, definitely do not make a bracha on their tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Now, my Rebbe, Rav Hamburger, he disagrees that there is a specific minhag Eretz Yisrael which would stop one from wearing tefillin, and that if a person would be part of a community where in Eretz Yisrael, where they wear tefillin, then it would be mutter to wear tefillin in shul, publicly. Because that in that shul, that's what they do. And it might not even be such a machlokas, because again, Rav Moshe said that ein makom kavua ka'es. So it could be that Rav Moshe would agree that you could apply that on more of a mass scale. But rather than me explaining his opinion, I'm very excited to play it for you, so you could hear what he has to say. And this comes from a question and answer session from a shir that he gave in Lakewood in 2010. Now, basically, we're going to be listening in on a question answer session, and because it's in that format, there are a lot of people talking and it's not the clearest audio, so I just want to give a short synopsis of what he's saying. So basically, he says that he's been living in Eretz Yisrael for more than 50 years, and he doesn't understand what Minhag Eretz Yisrael is, because we find all different shuls, even in one small community, and each one follows their own minhagim. And if you want to talk about minhagim, so we could talk about Minhag Yerushalayim, which was started, let's say, by David HaMelech, and then he discusses a period of what are called Musta'arabim, which he explains what it is. And then he discusses the Rambam, he discusses the Beis Yosef, discusses Arizal, and a Frankfurter Yid, the Shla. At a later point, the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov come in. And then, of course, we have, as we discussed already, the Talmidei Hagra. And every one of these people could be considered the foundation of Minhag Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, today, we have all sorts of different groups of life, and therefore there's no specific Minhag Eretz Yisrael. And this is a basic summary of what he's about to say.
Why isn't there a problem with Minhag HaMakom to put on Tefillin Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael? Everybody before told the war, I mean, of the Sfaradim and the Chassidim and Minhag HaMakom, they all didn't put on Tefillin. They want to be Yasef from the tradition of the...
Very good. I'm very grateful you asked me this question, because I want to really analyze what is Minhag Eretz Yisrael. I lived in Eretz Yisrael for over 50 years. And I don't know yet what is Minhag Eretz Yisrael. Not only from going in the street, in my street that's after seven apartment houses of 12 apartments each and 15 shuls. And each shul is different. This is a Bukharian shul, and this is this, and this is a Yemenite shul, and this is Ashkenaz, and this is Svarad, and this is the Kuzmirer, and this is the Spinker, and this is everything. And there's two brands of Spinker bars in our vehicle. Yeah? And now we've got three visions in Bnei Brak, and I've seen, I myself grew up in visions. I don't recognize visions anymore. Things develop in this direction, that direction, all kinds of new minhagim developing. This is called Minhag Eretz Yisrael. Where is the Minhag Eretz Yisrael? But I go further, I go to history. Who is the Minhag Yerushalayim? Minhag Yerushalayim, that's the epitome of Minhag Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim is not Kesok, it's my Shvester Kim. I'm Kabbalah from Dovid Baran. Dovid Baran was the place of Yerushalayim. As either it kommen zwei von sagen, as das und das ist Minhag Yerushalayim, sollt ihr wissen, as es a liegenden, weil sie nicht do as a sach Minhag Yerushalayim. Aber was sie nicht do as a sach? The first Yerushalmi, who was the first Yerushalmi in history, Jewish history? You all know him. He's a very famous person. David HaMelech. David HaMelech. He conquered the place. He was the first Chalmer. There's the Chalmer. Platschig Hitl or the Nishweizmist, which can build it. Yeah? He was the first Chalmer. His Minhogim, besides saying to Hillim, I don't know how much of his Minhogim are being kept in Yerushalayim. After that, we have a more detailed account of Minhag Yerushalayim, which is Talmud Yerushalmi. That's Minhag Yerushalayim. Talmud Yerushalmi can have much more Yerushalmi than Talmud Yerushalmi. And after that, we have the Mustarbim, the old people who were left in Eretz Yisrael after the Churban. Do you know what the Mustarbim are? I explained it yesterday to them, my audience yesterday. You've got American Jews. You have Hungarian Jews, a Ingerish Yid, a Dutch Yid, a Moroccan Yid, you have a Polish Yid. There was a term of Arabish Yid. An Arabish Yid, today doesn't sound politically correct because we've got a conflict with the Arabs, but what's worse to be Arabish Yid than to be a Polish Yid? So it's just the same. So they used to call it in Middle East, in Arabic, Mustarab. Musa is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, Musa. Abu Musa. Musa, Arab. Mustarab. So these are the old Yitzhak Yidin, which remained in the time of home, but they were such amratzim that they were taken from the Rambam. When the Rambam appeared, they took everything from the Rambam. Later on, the Bais Yosef, after the big exile of the Spanish Jews, they had the Bais Yosef coming to Tzfas, and with Arizal coming to Tzfas. And from now on, we have two trends. Some people go by the Bais Yosef, and some people go by Arizal. Look at the Rabbi Ovadia Yosef. He's such a struggle. He doesn't want Arizal, he wants the Bais Yosef. Others want
Arizal. He's the only one.
But he's more influential than you and me together.
What?
He's more influential. Yeah. But I'm just telling you, he goes by the Bais Yosef, the others go by Arizal, and say, Titzer HaYidim. Yeah? And after that came a Yid, a Frankfurt Yid, the Shlokot, which was over Frankfurt. And he had his own minhagim. He accepted from the Sfaradim three or four minhagim which he counts at the beginning of his Sefer, Siddur Shara Shemaim. Shara Shemaim is a Siddur Shashlo composed in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is Shara Shemaim. So the Siddur Shashlo is Eretz Yisrael like a Siddur. And hey, he has got Tfilin Cholamoyed, Baruch Hashem Lo Olam Omid Bo, and he says all these things. It didn't occur to him that because in Eretz Yisrael he has to do Sfarad Shem Minhagim. So what's been against Yisrael so far? We have Mustarbim, Arizal, Bais Yosef, and the Shloch.
That's a din of Shnei Betudin.
Okay. We'll set up a desk. It will be Rosh Bestin. I'll be the Dain. Set up. We'll arrange it. That's not the problem. Enough to be coming to me and set up a Bestin. So, well, Speter, Vinkumen, David, Abad, Shem Tov. They didn't do any of them in Ogham's family. Actually, here and there, they accepted something which fitted to Balatani, because Balatani anyway took the Arizal as his
You
can count five, six, so save them. Look at the rest of it. I doubt this one. There are some things. Okay? Most of it is not like Sfad. You go to Sfad Shul, and 5 minutes later, Chassidish Shul. Not the atmosphere. The minhagim. I grew up with Chassidish Torah. I grew up with Vision. Okay. I'm telling you, the Sfadim and Chassidim, I've not got the same minhagim. Okay, the Chassidim did not accept the Sfadim and minhagim. Okay, besides a few odd things which fitted
into the Kubah, the things that make it in. The old ones accepted.
You know what? There is a Munkah who speaks about this. I'll tell you later. Okay, the Chassidim and the Sfadim are not exactly identical in minhagim. Very far from it. And later on came, after them, came Talmidei Agro. They are bad, they wouldn't take for the Hasidim, because they were chasing Hasidim, snagged them, and they fought them, put charomes, so they would take the Hasidim. Okay, so they again did what they want. They did what they liked, what fitted what the Goyim did. So you have all kinds of walks of life, from all kinds of communities, and suddenly, when people of Ashkenaz origin come to Eretz Yisrael, as they walk off the boat in Haifa, comes a big shield. Doshes Minigur to Israel, pushing. And I have a boss.
They were right away.
The Goyim Hashem was never at Israel. Why is he the master here? It doesn't make sense. Why not Rabbi Yosef? Why not the Arizal? Why not the Mustarbi? Why not the Rambam? Rambam is considered more than Israel by many people still. Rambam, more than Israel. He lived, he was dipped here. He was brought here. He's the Goy never came here. The Moshev never came here. So why he? So there are many questions, Mark. Question marks on this. What's Menegat Israel? In Lemaise, if you walk around in Yerushalayim, in Bnei Brak, in every town, you find all walks of everything exists. If you go to the Erlo Yashtibl, you see the Erlo Rebbe, he's standing with Tfilin Cholamoed, on Cholamoed, in thing. He's not the only one. And I've got a list of dozens of Gdoilim in Eretz Yisrael who put on Tfilin Cholamoed.
Yeah.
I can't close them all now because the Dut Metzines, those between Pesach, I'll tell you. But those which have received, I can tell you, Rav Shach, David, Rav Yisrael Zalman, Rav Tushinsky, and doesn't make sense to you.
No,
I
just
want to stand. So, you know what? Think about it for 24 hours, digest it, then it will
be. Why didn't we have a conversation?
Why didn't
they continue
with the same? Kame, bottle.
What did
Rav Chaim Zonfeld? I don't know. Rav Tushinsky cannot put on Tfilin Cholamoed.
That we know. Yeah.
That we know because I happen to know from a Talmud that told me. Rav Pressburgerov in Eretz Yisrael is definitely a Talmud Chazon Soiver for us. Yeah. He put on Tfilin Cholamoed in Eretz Yisrael. But see, yeah. I've got a whole long list.
Why did the
Talmud Chazon Soiver? Bottle. I'll tell you what happened to Rav Chaim Zonfeld. He came to Eretz Yisrael and he saw Maril Diskin. He didn't have a shul of his own. He went to the, he became a Talmud Rabbi Diskin. He died with Maril Diskin. If you come to Lakewood, the first thing, the first 10 years of Lakewood, how many Talmidim were in yeshiva here? Huh? 50 years ago. When Baal came here over to America. 55 years ago. How many? 30 Talmidim. Was the roof another shtibel here? Now you have Satna here? Okay? So things change. The Satna here in town, and others, and other walks of life, and Sfardim Shul, Sfardim Shul in town. So why not the Yekhi Shul? Huh? So we thought right away the time, Mr. Shem, yeah, okay? What? Chazanish. No. The Shitta, not because of him, because he held the Shitta, not to put him in Tfilin Cholamoed. The Briskov had different Shitta, the Briskov did. The sons of Briskov, I know for sure, Rabbi Feinstein, we saw it, they had Tfilin on our table. And Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva, he knows that thousands of Netoya put on Tfilin Cholamoed. And I was wondering, Moshe Feinstein was never in the soil besides when he's in the Beis Levi. I was also there, I know. Purim, yeah. So how does he know how thousands he goes from one house to another? But then it dawned to me that his nephew, Michael Feinstein, the Eitan from Briskov, he put Tfilin Cholamoed. So from him, he has the information. We saw his Tfilin on the table, Cholamoed.
Rabbi
Yashiv not. Rabbi Yashiv is not supportive of it. Rabbi Yashiv is not.
Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that uncut bit of audio and found it eye-opening. And in conclusion, I hope that if you wear tefillin on Cholamoed, you will continue to do so, at the very least with the Tanai, in order to fulfill all the different shitos. And if you do not wear tefillin and don't plan to use the Tanai, then I hope at least that I showed that us Ashkenazim, that we definitely have our sources as to why we wear tefillin. And of course, one should only make these decisions either with one's Masorah, if you know it, or with the guidance of a competent Rav. And if you have any comments about this shiur, feel free to email me. It's my name, Daniel Y. Adler, DANIEL, the letter Y, ADLER, @gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening.